he said he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, bed.
Oh, he just stayed in bed.
Okay. Talk about things that you saw in your sleep. You say, this is what I
dreamed.
Okay.
And I had one last night.
Really?
Yes.
You usually remember?
I just, as a general thing, I don't dream, but occasionally I do, and I don't remember much about it. When I first wake up, I remember a little bit about it, but it's soon gone.
Yeah.
But do you believe in ESP?
I'm not sure.
I do, and some people. Now, before my father was baptized, I kept a marker in the Bible where the rich man Nicodemus talked to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he was a good man,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, my father was a wonderfully good man.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looked up to him with greatest of respect.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not a member of any church, except when he was a 9 days old, his mother had him sprinkled in the Presbyterian church, but he didn't consider that as baptism. And so one Friday night, it didn't seem like a dream. I've had dreams occasionally, but this just seemed like a voice talking to me that my father was going to be baptized the next day. And so my father, he didn't like the shorts that that men buy to wear. We had to make them down long to his ankle. We would buy the material and make them down to his ankle. So that if it was a dream or whatever it was so strong in my mind, I went to Leoma and bought some material, and I made him 2 pair. And on Sunday morning, Alan here came down after us. Now, my mother was already dead,
mm-hmm.
and no, I'll take that back. That's not true. I'm making a mistake there. My mother, I didn't say anything to her about it,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't say anything to her about it. But we went to church. Alan came down in the car and took us to church,
mm-hmm.
and of course, I wasn't one bit surprised. He went up to confess. And he was baptized that afternoon. But we went to my sister's for dinner. And after dinner, we were sitting out on the porch on the bench. And he says, Zenith, you'll have to go down home and get Alan to take you down home and get me some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, Papa, I've got your clothes out there in the box in the car right now. I won't have to go down there. He says, well, I didn't tell you that I was going to be baptized. I said, no, but I knew it. I think God told me last night that you were going to be baptized. And he asked me what time of night it was. I told him I never know what time of night is after I've been asleep until daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what time it was. And he said, well, he had some kind of dream. It seemed like God was talking to him. And he dreamed he was being baptized. And he said, I've known for years and years that I should be, but I kept putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think God was warning me that I'm getting old and I'd better not put it off any longer. And now what was that? What was that? We had the same impression at night. I don't know what you call it unless it was extrasensory perception. I don't know. Or else God was talking to both of us. I really don't know. But that happened. And another time, I was with my older sister and her husband coming from Nashville. And he was driving. And they were both very sleepy. And I don't know why. I wasn't sleepy, but they were. My sister said, I'm so sleepy, I think I'll get over in the back seat and go to sleep.